This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Monday, the 5th of December. I always like it when I get a note. Please read. This is important. Really? And what is it?
Did
refers
it self-destruct?
To... How? Who's your what?
Did it say it's going to self-destruct?
No. It doesn't say that. It says, please read the important breaking news of the... Well, it's something that we talk about with regularity, with our opining connected to it. This is the DJV. You can follow us on Twitter at at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, C. Spot Run, C. Spot. You know, this is going to be one of those days, I can tell right now. When my tongue gets caught behind my eye teeth, I can't see what I'm saying. One of those days.
One of those kind of Mondays.
Prior to your joining us, I was fine, wasn't I, Kara? I was more intelligent than usual. And normally I'm very intelligent. All right, Jennifer, give us the...
I'm distracted by how beautiful you guys are.
That's it. Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely, completely distracted by that. The death toll in that fire in Oakland, 33 is it now, or 34? I saw one number 37. And I'm trying to figure out conversationally where we go with this. These are always very difficult things for me because I don't know what to get out of this. You know, there's going to be finger pointing and the sadness. And so after that, what do you do? There are always places like this in every city, in every town. There are places like this that exist. They just do. They've been able to skirt whatever rules there are. And so here's a situation that presents itself that is unnecessary. That's all these people are dead for no good reason, at least on the surface. You know, whatever, however they, what your spiritual beliefs may be. I've spoken a lot about that with friends this weekend. Spiritual beliefs.
Think
whether
about
you
the firefighters.
Choose your circumstances.
That are how dealing with this.
Yeah, how about them?
Well, you know, just when you talk about the spirituality of the situation, I mean, firefighters are people too. They're not just these superheroes that go in and save people. And when you think about all the young people that they're pulling out of here, this, I mean, it has to take the toll. I mean, that's one of the elements here that we forget. We think about the victims and we think about the families, but the people who are actually having to go in there and dig through everything,
But that's their job.
It is their job.
Yeah, it doesn't make it any easier.
Think about when you talk about spirituality, though, think about the emotional toll that that takes on somebody, whether they sign up for it or not. It's a pretty stark reality.
And the fire chief there was very emotional during the press conference that she gave yesterday.
Yeah.
And the police chief who was there, too. I mean, it's Jen's right. It's extremely emotional for all of those workers. I mean, every piece of rubble they overturn seems to have a body under it. I mean, it's horrible.
Well, these sorts
They've only been through half of the building so far, too. They still have the other half to go through.
Low-rent district.
When you have the
cheap rent, cheap. You know, everything about it was cheap. It was an artist workspace.
Well, and there were a lot of squatters and, I mean, you know, people who are
homeless. Well, it's in an area of town that's not nobody pays much attention to because there aren't any big taxpayers there. I can get real cynical about stuff like this when looking at it because these are the people in places that basically get forgotten. They get pushed where these people live, this part of town nobody pays attention to for whatever the reason. And so these things happen. And especially, although their cold weather isn't in play, I will tell you, and we know from experience, every winter when it gets cold, and it's starting to get cold now, going to be a big cold front. Right now it's in Alaska. Those of you listening in Alaska have an average reading of between 4 and 14 below this morning, right now, as I speak. And that polar vortex, if that's what it is, we used to call it the Montreal Express, is going to spread across Canada down into, in the next 24 hours, into Idaho and into North Dakota. Thank heavens that the Standing Rock tribe can go home. That's probably as good a piece of information as we're going to find today. Secretary of the Army informed tribal leaders yesterday that the Army Corps of Engineers will stop construction of the pipeline.
Well, they denied the easement, I think, right? So they can't put it under.
Yeah.
Well, the pipeline is still going to be built, but they just can't do it.
It already has been built.
Right, but
they have to find another place to put. Right, they have to go, which was the whole subject of the protest.
Right.
So now, no more dancing or hooting and hollering. This was the only contested portion of the pipeline left. There is a lawsuit that was, I believe, introduced in Washington on Friday on behalf of these natives and the tribes and the people who wanted to see the construction moved. So I don't know what the best way is to read this, Victoria. Do you read it that the construction has been halted pending approval of another crossing because it's been built on both sides? Now they have to move it to, as I understand anyway, they have to move it to some place that's acceptable. And that's all these people have been asking for all along anyway. Took them a long time, a lot of effort, a lot of hooting and hollering. This could have been an easy decision if there had been some leadership on the part of the administration and the Army Corps of Engineers. But now they had to wait until everybody was ready to go off the cliff.
People are going
to
freeze to death.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I just hope that if the protesters go home, that they don't pull a fast one and all of a sudden it's back on the table. That's the cynic in me, but I hope that doesn't happen.
Let's think about the goodness of men and mankind and not hold on to that one. You can hold on to it if you want. I don't choose to.
You're the one who just said you could be really cynical about the fire.
I know.
Right?
Well, I choose my cynicism.
Apparently,
and I apply
yes. Yes. You're selectively cynical. Let's call it that.
Okay, then let's go to another thing that might be considered cynical. The circumstance with the president-elect and his tweeting. I don't really think at this point in time that there stands to be any ground gained by all these tweets. He started with Saturday Night Live again, and then he went off early Sunday morning warning U.S. companies that ship jobs overseas they'll face a 35% tariff.
Quote, now that's a tweet I like.
Any business that leaves our country for another country, fires its employees, builds a new factory or plant, and then thinks it'll sell its product back to the U.S. without retribution or consequence is wrong. There'll be a tax on our soon-to-be strong border of 35% for these companies wanting to sell their product, their cars, their air conditioning units, whatever they are, back across the border. In addition, he pledged to reduce taxes and regulations on businesses. That's something I can get
behind. Important. Yep. That's important. That's why jobs leave. So if he does that, then I am 100% in support of it. That's great.
Yep.
I hope he can get it done.
I just read one of my newsletters from somebody who is a very good astrologer that I believe in. Frankly, his world predictions have been very sound. He made some predictions about, and he talks about Mars and Mercury and Saturn and all the stuff that people who are not interested have an impulse to just ignore, but the general bottom line here is that there is a Jupiter-Mercury combination that represents expansion, which is normally ascribed to liberals. Liberals normally want expansion. The Saturn-Mars combination at the same time, however, represents conservative thinking, wants smaller government, and because both of these influences are going on at the same time, There will be an upsurge of political outlooks, producing more political debate, disagreement, outrage, and frustration.
Right. Perfect, right?
Isn't that sweet? Yes, right. Exactly. Yeah. And Mercury goes retrograde again December 17th. Yay!
Here's a question. When is Mercury not in retrograde?
Mercury is in retrograde three times a year, the last 3 weeks when it goes into retrograde. This one's supposed to be a soft one, though.
Yeah.
Not supposed to be.
I was going to say, you can't do this during Christmas.
Okay, good, because last time I broke my leg during Mercury in retrograde, so.
Oh, no.
What'd you say, Kara? I didn't hear all that.
Last time I broke my leg during Mercury in retrograde, so I'd like for it to be a little
softer. Mercury doesn't rule your broken bones, though, Kara. I'm sorry. Your clumsiness has nothing to do with Mercury being
in
retrograde.
I'm not sure that's true. I think sometimes people just have bad luck during Mercury.
Yeah, Victoria, let me blame it on that. Come on. Yeah.
Generally, it's suggested during retrograde to avoid signing contracts, to avoid beginning new projects. Otherwise, this will be a good period for perfecting and refining anything that's related to communication or information. So if you can get a word in edgewise, ladies, it should be a very talkative holiday period.
Perfect.
How's that?
Well, and also just a quick note on Christmas shopping. If you're going to buy electronics for anybody, do it immediately.
Yeah.
Because you're going to start to feel the influence of Mercury retrograde starting today. So.
Okay, so here's what I went shopping on Friday night, and I saw over the weekend I actually saw it on Friday afternoon, but I read it more over the weekend, a report on what Chinese workers are getting paid. And these kids that are living in these dormitories that are working that are 12, 13, 14 years of age for 86 cents an hour. And every store I went to Toys R Us. I went into some of the high-end toy stores for things for my grandson. And every time I picked up something and I looked at it, made in China, I didn't buy it.
Are we talking about Chinese slave labor during our Christmas conversation?
Yes.
There we go.
Look at where the stuff is bought. That's what I suggest. 18 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples and happy holidays.
More like panicky holidays, Staples guy. I've got a ton of holiday packages to ship.
Well, Staples UPS Shipping Center is open 7 days a week.
7 days?
And right now you can get 10% off UPS shipping services.
10% off? Staples guy, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me.
You shouldn't have.
And yet I did.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Ship 7 days a week with 10% off UPS shipping services at Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 12/24/16. See Staples Associate for details.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flapjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 4.125%. APR, 4.82%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How did you sleep last night? Did you have a restless mind, toss and turn, and wake up tired? I'm Sasha Stevens, renowned author and sleep therapist, and I'm here to tell you that deep, restful sleep is possible again. My own personal battle with insomnia led me to find the solution, and I've changed the lives of thousands with my revolutionary program, Sleep for Life. Sleep for Life is a powerful, effective way to transform the way you sleep safely and naturally without risky medication. It can alleviate tossing and turning, and even chronic insomnia. I will help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer every single night. Go to sleepforlife.com now to start my audio program, risk-free for a full 30 days. I personally guarantee you'll experience better sleep after 30 days or it's free. Let me prove it to you. Go to sleepforlife.com for your risk-free trial. That's sleep, F-O-R-life.com, sleepforlife.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Where are you, Christmas? Why can't I find you? Why have you gone away? Where is
Sorry,
the
this
light?
I giggle. I like giggling.
Why can't I hear music play? My world is changing.
This is number 46 on our prime list of holiday songs that are big and get a lot of airplay. We're doing the top 50, one of them in each of our music segments in each hour. So this is the one for this hour, Where Are You Christmas, number 46 from Faith Hill. I'm not sure when this was released. Anybody know?
I've never heard of this.
You never heard
of
this?
Have.
I've heard this before.
It's a pretty big, yeah, it was pretty big.
Right.
Maybe, I don't know, 6-7 years ago.
Has it been that long? Yeah. How long has she been around, JJ?
Faith Hill? Oh, since the mid-90s.
Has she been around that long?
Yeah.
Yeah, this was released in 2000. This is 16 years old.
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
Wow.
Nice.
It's about six or seven years, Jennifer Horne.
There you go.
We count
Jennifer Horne.
Dog years.
Yeah. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, DJ V. All right, next up on the musical list is some music from Madonna. Because she worked on stage with Ariana Grande at her Raising Malawi benefit concert in Miami on Friday. They brought in almost $7.5 million for relief in Malawi. Ariana modeled the costume Madonna wore during her recent Rebel Heart tour, which was auctioned off. A lot of other personal items, including 3 unreleased black and white wedding photos from her marrying Sean Penn in 1985. What the heck would those be worth?
I think the 3 pictures went for $240,000.
Good God.
I know.
Sean was there. He bid on some of the items. Was that was Friday, because he was last night the one who introduced Al Pacino, I think. Wasn't he at the Kennedy Center Honors? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was there, too.
Yeah. They're kind of a thing now, I think.
Madonna and Sean?
I don't know if they're back together, but I think they've become sort of okay with each other. It's almost like when, hey, when you're not busy and I'm not busy, maybe we can be busy together if you
catch my drift. So Sean Penn was, though, most recently connected to who?
Somebody. Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron.
They were engaged.
Are they gone,
though?
El Chapo.
True, by the way.
Also true.
That's the Kara getting the laughs. Hey. Anyway, one point during the meeting, she offered to marry Sean again if somebody would kick in $150,000. I'm still in love with you, as she said to him. That was sweet.
I think it's true, though. Like, it makes me a little sad for her because she's kind of said that recently a lot with him. So, and he keeps, you know, he's like, oh, that's sweet. And then, like, the next day he's with a 19-year-old. So, it makes me a little sad for her.
Yeah. Let's see here.
But $7.5 million in one night to raise, that's incredible. Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio donated a week's stay at his Palm Springs house for $140,000. Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, Bethany Frankel, James Corden, Courtney Love, David Blaine, A-Rod, all were in attendance working over things. So that's good. All right. So that was a big help from Madonna. Next up, Rolling Stones dropping their new album called Blue and Lonesome over the weekend. Their favorite blues cover song. We've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks. First new album from them for 10 years. New video for the single Ride 'Em On Down, which has actress Kristen Stewart in it. She was in Woody Allen's Cafe Society. She makes her music video debut in Ride 'Em On Down. The video was filmed over 2 days in L.A., showing her taking a driving adventure in a 67 Ford Mustang Fastback.
Which, if you like classic cars, that's a badass car.
Well, that's the Bullitt car. And that's the car that was used in the movie Bullitt, that model. So and Rick and, let's see who, Ronnie Wood, Charlie, Keith, recorded Blue and Lonesome 3 days in London. Rolling Stones, 28 past the hour. Stop me there.
What makes people successful at work? This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There are a few factors that most successful business people have. One, they have strong self-efficacy. In other words, they have confidence in their abilities. Two, they're able to see the big picture. Although they may deal with the minutiae, they still are much better equipped to see the forest for the trees. Three, they rely on intuition. That is, they trust their gut. Four, and finally, they have a solid understanding of the ways in which certain people and groups interact. Now, if you want to be successful in business, or any undertaking for that matter, you might just want to seriously consider amping up these qualities in yourself. For more on success, be sure to download my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL football legend Ray Lewis.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert network reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Smart group of people. Individually, you're all smart. That's why you're listening to the DJV experience. But Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria, we are smart. You're smart. We all have the ability to learn from each other. Do you ask for what you want? Like, it's Christmas. Have you asked for what you want, really? Victoria, have you asked for what you want?
Well, I sat on Santa's lap over the weekend, and...
Did you?
No. I don't really...
What little girl did you ask for?
I don't really... I mean, I need a blender, but that's it. I'm really? Pretty lucky.
Oh, you are so boring with this. Come on. Come on.
I want world peace and a blender.
This was going to be something serious, but I can see that we're done with that already. Jennifer, are you asking for what you want for Christmas?
What do you think? Of course I am. Hello, I have a list that I keep in Google Docs.
Really?
This is no
Google
joke. Okay, because I keep a list, and it's not just being selfish for my own stuff, but you know when somebody says, what do you want for Christmas, and you're like, and you can never think of anything
that's
that
me.
You really
yeah.
want. So I keep a list for myself of things that I would like or that I need to replace around my house that I don't want to buy for myself. And I just sort of keep a little list that I can, at the end of the year, refer to easily or forward to my friends and family. Would you like a copy, Dougie? But on the other side, I also do it for people that I love. So I have everybody's name written down. And when I hear something, and this is when people always go, oh, wow, how can you be such a great gift giver? When I hear someone say something, I make a note of it in my little Google Doc. Mm-hmm. And then that way, at the end of the year, when Christmas comes, I have a list to refer to for them, too.
Yep. That's a good one. You're very good at that. You have given me, as I've said many times, one of the best presents I've ever gotten with that picture you gave me of Charlotte.
Oh, what about, remember that Howdy Doody puppet I gave you that I think you, like, set on fire or something?
No, I didn't, but it broke. I do remember that. That was, it broke. It couldn't get it. First of all, the wires, or not the wires, but the strings all got tangled up, and I untangled them. And then somehow I put it in a suitcase to bring to California. And I don't know why I did. Cause
what
I think
are you, Carrot Top? Put the Howdy Doody puppet in a suitcase.
It was Howdy Doody, wasn't it?
It was Howdy Doody, yep.
Yeah, because one of the days on the air, Doug was almost in tears about how he used to have this as a kid, and he really loved it, and he loved to find one. And so I went on eBay, and I actually found one, and so that was Doug's Christmas gift.
Yep, you did.
That's a great gift.
Yep.
Until
it
got tossed.
So that's the standard, Victoria, by the way. That's the standard. That's the high standard that Jennifer has set. All right, what about you, Kara? Are you asking for what you
want?
Is
that a hint at me while I'm buying you for Christmas?
No.
I'll just name a star after you.
Oh, good one. That's a good idea.
The Dudley star. There it is.
That one right there, see it? That's your star.
The plane.
Yeah, I've got a list going in my phone. There's an app called Wunderlist where you can go and just make a whole bunch of different lists, and so I always use that. And every time I think of something, like I need a vacuum because I've only got one of those little crappy ones that doesn't actually pick any of the stuff up, you know, when you go to carpet.
That's what I like. Vacuums that don't vacuum. Wonderful.
Yeah, well, it's the one that I had in college, and so, you know, it costs like barely any money, and I need an actual real one now.
Yeah.
And, most of my stuff is boring. I think the most exciting thing I have on my list is like a scarf. So
the point of this conversation is aimed at getting you all to ask for what you want. Do not expect people to guess. If you get something that's not worth anything and you haven't asked, then you get what you deserve.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. So I like to ask for practical things that are pretty easy for other people to get. Like, I buy my own. If I want clothes or shoes, then I tend to buy those because I'm kind of specific about what I want. And so I can go and get the things that I really like. And then the boring things that I don't want to buy myself, I ask other people to get.
Like a dustbuster.
We probably all find people like this. Jennifer is an easy person to buy for. I find Meredith is awful because, and she says the same of me. We were talking about this on Friday. You know, you're not easy to get stuff for because when we need something, we want something, we just go get it. And so
I could figure something out for Meredith.
Yeah, you probably could.
Right off the bat, I could think of a couple things, actually.
Really? Okay.
Isn't that weird? We'll consult off the air.
All right, we'll do that, yes. Anyway, I just thought that it was
an
exercise.
It's not a rock.
Because we're really in the time of year when people are actually giving this a whole lot of thought. So
you know what it is? Actually, it's a boudoir photograph session with you, Dougie.
Oh, is that what it is?
One of those sexy calendars that the women often do.
Yeah. Just her style.
You and your corduroy hanging out in the hay.
That's it. Yeah. Can somebody clarify this for me? I don't quite understand. There's a whole focus on fake news. So I saw this story about this fellow who was investigating a conspiracy about Hillary running a child sex ring out of a pizza place.
Oh, God.
Went into a Washington restaurant and shot it up yesterday. But I don't even know if that's true. I'm trying to figure out, and this is where the conundrum comes with the way the Twitter account, all this stuff in social media, I don't know sometimes what to believe anymore. I didn't believe the Hillary story about her running a child sex ring out of a pizza parlor, but there's this guy, Edgar Madison Welch of Salisbury, North Carolina, was arrested on assault with dangerous weapons charges at the Comet restaurant in Washington on Connecticut Avenue. But I'm looking at these things, and they all look suspect to me. Does anybody, what is there that any of you can add or help me and others understand about the fake news? Because this has been, we've had stories, and I think some of the stories about fake news have been fake. The fake news stuff is becoming, it's they're now called Pizzagate, supposedly. Hashtag Pizzagate, an imaginary story, according to a CBS television station, about a pizza shop that was spread across social media associated with the alt-right movement, accusing the proprietors of allowing Bill and Hillary and their former campaign manager to run a child sex ring from his pizza place. And apparently it got some traction in some of these right of center. And by the way, there are blogs on both sides. The left and the right both have these crazy things that you see all over the you see all over social media. And I don't know, frankly, I don't really know. I feel frustrated because I've said this is how I get my news. And every once in a while I'll get something. I'll see it on Facebook especially. And wonder, okay, is that really true?
Yeah, and I mean, the way that I do it, it doesn't always work, but I generally, if I see a headline and I'm kind of like, what is that? Or, you know, I will...
Or you used to have those in the Weekly World News or the National Enquirer. That was the place for those kind of headlines.
Yeah, well, I go to Google them, and I find that if that pops up one time or maybe two times and it's from two sources you've never heard before, or it's like republicansarethedevil.com or something like that, then you can, really? you know that that's
there's like... There's a website that says...
So I don't think that's a website, but it might. I don't know, but
Jared's like, yeah, it's one of my favorites, I've got to say.
It's my first place I look every morning. Yeah, but I mean, like,
republicansarethedevil.com.
But I see people posting on Facebook, and it's websites that sound kind of like that, or like Democracy Forever, you know? And so it's just like... If it's something like that, then it's super biased, and it's only coming from one place, then it's probably not real or not trustworthy. Mm. I don't know. I feel like you should, if you see an article and, like, tons of people are writing about it, then it's probably something that actually happened.
Something has some value.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Everybody agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Republicans,
actually.
What is that again?
Republicans,
I don't agree with that. Clearly, but I prefer the sister publication, Democrats of the Devil.com.
Yeah, you're right. That one's better with the alliteration.
Right.
Oh, my God. All right. 44 minutes after the hour, perhaps the most underappreciated food in the history of the world is the beet. Historically, source of food, easily grown most of the year. Easy to store, adaptability in a lot of climates. From the earliest times of medicine, beets have been used to work on kidney dysfunction, dandruff. Wow, I didn't know that. Fevers, heart disease, blood disorders, poor circulation. Let's stop right there, because now, today, in this very moment, you have an opportunity to buy this product and give it to someone that you care about for Christmas. Because if you've got someone in your family or a friend circle that has high blood pressure, you need to call 800-655-4183. That's a simple route for you to go. We were just talking about things that we want for Christmas. How many people have thought about this? Giving the gift of health for Christmas is very smart.
Great idea.
Very loving, very kind, and super beets. Which addresses the whole business of poor circulation. There are also people who have taken it, who were constipated, and said to fix that. I don't know. I can't speak from personal experience, but I will tell you, maybe that's too much information, huh? Anyway, the bottom line is, this is a regulator. Nitric oxide is part, is basically the main ingredient, the chemical, if you will, that comes out of beets. They're the best. All natural super beets comes from non-GMO grown beets. They cook them, they dry them, they powder them, and they send them to you in a canister, and you use them, and what happens to your blood pressure or to anything, you need circulation to support. It's about blood flow. So you want to support your exercise program, waking yourself up in the middle of the afternoon like Victoria and Kara and Jennifer do, whatever. Make a resolve for 2017 to get in the best shape of your life. Eat healthier. Commit yourself to daily workouts and drink your Super Beets. 800-655-4183. Nothing better than that. And that's pretty much the message. That's the bottom line. Super Beets. Super nutritional. Super for your body. Get that blood. It opens up the arteries and veins. Gets the blood all over your muscles and your brain. Your body will benefit from you calling 800-655-4183. Get a 30-day supply of Super Beets free in your first order. Backed by a money-back guarantee, the book Beat the Odds comes with a story. It's simple. No risk offer. Get it. Use it. Like it or send it back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Cheers! How can you two just relax in your robes right now?
We're celebrating that holiday shopping is done. We went to Ulta Beauty and crossed off our entire gift list of gorgeous fragrances and fragrance gift sets from brands like Coach, Dolce & Gabbana, and Dior.
It's the place to pick up a fragrance for everyone on your list.
And yourself. And your favorite manicurist.
Get in on the party with a luxury robe free with any fragrance purchase of $40 or more. While supplies last, this holiday there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, here are a couple of things. This guy from Egypt, his name is Mohamed Hagras. You can see pictures of him if you just Google Mohamed Hagras, standing bare-chested with his beard of bees. Oof. Wants to promote the benefits of having bees. We have a problem. They have a problem over there like we do here. Not enough bees. Because Monsanto's killing them all, so he's decided he's going to take action. And he's got this, it's really weird looking. Look at this guy, man, is he weird looking. Whew. Got a lot more starch than I have. I wouldn't be doing that. Ooh. Okay, Dharma, we were just talking about this pizza thing, whether it's fake news or not. This is not fake news. Domino's had plans to use reindeer to deliver pizzas for the holidays.
What? I love this.
But they've ditched him because it's too difficult to control the reindeer. Apparently, Rudolph is not as reliable as he used to be.
Okay.
Okay. Jennifer, would you like to have three cheers for Tom Brady sports news?
I would. Oh, my gosh. Tom Brady doing so well, right? He's now standing alone as the winningest.
Yes.
Try that word. Quarterback in NFL history. Yeah. Two-time MVP, four-time Super Bowl champion. He took sole possession of the all-time quarterback win record on Sunday after the Patriots killed the Los Angeles Rams. I mean, the score wasn't as brutal as the actual game itself. The score was 26-10, but man, they killed him. Brady had been tied for that title, which included regular season and playoff victories with Peyton Manning of the Colts and the Broncos. So congratulations, Tom. Tom Brady.
All right. That's what you get when you let all the air out of the footballs.
Yes, right.
It's 10 before the hour.
Peyton.
non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Now, 53 after the hour, there is no truth. This is a fake news story. Label the carry guy. Label Larry the cable guy.
Wow. I would not have gotten that match.
My tongue was caught behind my eye teeth. I couldn't see what I was saying. I was about to say Larry the cable guy was going to be our new technology reporter. That was a story that's been spread around on social media. Not true, ladies and gentlemen. Don't pay attention to those. Kara will have a couple of different apps to inform you about. That's not a good sentence. About which she will inform you. How's that? That's much better. End with a pronoun.
So, wait, Kara is our new tech reporter?
Oh, did I say Kara?
You didn't get that memo.
I didn't get that memo.
Victoria. Doug said he's shaking things up because he's the boss. Remember that.
I want to be just like Donald Trump when I grow up.
That's right.
Anyway.
Mess up the system.
That's it. E-commerce allowing shoppers to avoid holiday crowds, also increasing your risk of cyber identity theft. Listen to this. This is important from Jay Curtis.
The National Retail Federation is forecasting online sales to increase between 7 to 10% this holiday season. But shopping online can lead to online identity theft. Kirsten Hoyt, academic dean for the University of Phoenix College of Information Systems and Technology, explains.
We see an increased risk of identity theft during the holidays simply because there's more activity during the holidays. The longer that you keep your password the same and don't change it, the more time a criminal has to be able to decipher that password. Oftentimes people have that same password as the password for many of their accounts. Once you're in one, you're in many.
According to Hoy, education may be the answer.
There's already about a 209,000 person shortage of jobs that are open right now and not enough people to fill it. So we need to make sure that we're getting students into our degree programs and getting them into the workforce.
For more, go to phoenix.edu/technology.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, we've already replaced Kara. Sorry, Clara. Clara.
I'm a little nervous for you right now. Are you having some
this
sort
happens.
Of
you're just not used to this. Every once in a while, this happens to me when I cannot put sentences together, can't put
the
words
lack
together.
Of sleep.
Yeah, whatever it is. I've been up since 3:30. Whatever is going on, I can stand aside for a moment.
What
a
wuss. You've only been up since 3:30?
Yeah, well, my time, not your time. Victoria.
Yes.
Would you like to update us on these two apps, including the new companion app?
Well, the new companion app is actually really interesting. It's a free app that lets users and their friends virtually walk each other home at night. It's a safety app. Apparently, tens of thousands of people are already using this app. And it was designed by five students from the University of Michigan who wanted to make sure that if your friends leave a party there and they are on their own and the buddy system breaks up at the end of the night, they wanted to make sure that there's a way to make sure your friends get home. And so this app does that. It lets you send a text message to numerous friends at once, and they can then follow you on a GPS link. They click on the little link, and they can watch you walk home. And the cool thing is, they have a lot of tech that's built into this app. It's not just a GPS tracker. If you stray from your path, if you fall down, if you're pushed, if you start running immediately, or if your headphones are yanked out of the phone, the app detects all of the changes in the movement, and it can notify the police. It turns the app into, like, basically a rape whistle, so it starts making really loud noises to scare off intruders or whatever, or someone's attacking you. But it's free on iOS and Android phones right now, and this is something I think you're going to start to see a lot of college campuses really promoting, and in some cases maybe insisting that kids use this to get home safely.
All right, here's another app, Drop, D-R-O-P, which gets rewards and people involved in loyalty programs. I'm amazed at some of these apps, frankly, but this looks like it might be a good one.
This is a great app, and they're just doing beta testing right now in New York City, San Fran, and Austin. So this is going to be rolling out really soon. This is hugely popular in Canada right now. And instead of having multiple loyalty programs, if you have Starwood Hotels, for example, or if you have a certain airline reward program that you're involved with, all of that gets aggregated into Drop. And the cool thing is you can use your debit card, which does not happen often. So you can use your debit card and your credit card, and you get all the points from all the different rewards programs. It's called Drop.
Wow.
Very
Drop.
Cool.
D-R-O-P. Drop. I'm just underscoring it so everybody gets it. It's called Drop.
Got it.
Got it? Okay. You got, what else you got? Well, I've got 59 past the hour.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.